Mrs. Hart.
Since this is a part of the public benefit determination, I guess my question is how many public benefit determinations of the department anticipating in regard to solid waste facilities in the next year?
It's quite possible that we won't be seeing any within the next year. There aren't all that many of them. Public benefit determinations are required for new or expanded disposal facilities. And that has been the determinations that have been issued have all been for landfills. Most recently, Juniper Ridge and also for Crossroads in Norridgewock. But, obviously those expansions of those facilities don't occur with great frequency. And it would only be at that point that we would do that.
So this issue wouldn't be, it wouldn't need to be more specific until, or if it did, unless that circumstance arose that isn't anticipated, but it, does this, the addition of this language assist the department with meeting its obligations to the EPA in terms of our federal programs for beginning this process of the use of environmental justice?
I don't know the answer to that. Melanie, do you want to comment on that?
I wouldn't say that it, it certainly does not impede our progress. It's not inconsistent with what we would envision, which is part of what helped to frame Ms. Clark's response to this particular petition.